The last time the gas tax went up in Idaho, the Macarena dance craze was sweeping the nation. The year was 1996. On Monday, a panel of Idaho lawmakers said the time has come to boost the gas tax to fix roads and bridges that are in disrepair. Correspondent Jessica Robinson took a drive with two Idaho truckers to see the problem firsthand.
You got the keys?
Yeah.
Cliff and Rusty Irish are father and son truckers in Sagal, Idaho, about 60 miles from the Canadian border. They agreed to take me out on a rainy day recently to show me where Idaho's roads are falling short. We took their pickup instead of their big rig. You'll soon see why.
As we go this way, you'll notice that the roads start getting worse.
That's Rusty. He's the son. We're headed north on US 95. Rusty and his dad can rack up as many as 90,000 miles a year transporting logs and equipment across North Idaho. Our first stop is the Long Bridge. It stretches across Lake Ponderay. We park and make our way under the bridge to see the expansion joints. This is where neoprene pads that sit between the bridge joints have started to squeeze out. Most vehicles can still go over the bridge just fine, but not big trucks. The state has imposed a weight limit. Rusty says he can take heavy loads over the bridge if he gets a special permit, one for each trip. So if he needs to take three loads across the bridge in a day, he needs
three different permits.
It can take several days to obtain a permit and cost a couple hundred dollars. Back in the pickup, Cliff and Rusty say the state does give them another option. They can spread the weight out by adding more axles to their truck, but that can make the truck too long for other roads. Weight-restricted bridges are an issue across Idaho. In fact, truckers carry a color-coded map that warns them of various weight limits. These restrictions are a hassle, of course, but is it really a problem for anyone besides the truckers? Cliff, the dad, argues, time is money, and ultimately the delays get passed on to consumers.
The more it costs you to get your groceries to the stores, the more it's going to cost you to drive them home.
He says at a certain point, it's also a matter of safety. We're now heading west across the Idaho Panhandle toward the Washington border. Rusty motions up ahead as we approach another smaller bridge.
Right here, this little bridge. You got this big chuck hole at the beginning, and then all them spots there, that's all.
That was me getting jostled by a large pothole.
Yeah. That ain't large.
It's not?
No.
It's like a small lake.
But you can put a Volkswagen in them, they got a large one.
Almost 800 bridges in Idaho are considered structurally deficient. Brian Ness directs Idaho's transportation department. He recently appeared before lawmakers, and he didn't have good news. Ness explained that Idaho roads and bridges are deteriorating faster than the department can repair them. His agency faces a $262 million maintenance shortfall. Ness said,
"We are losing the battle."
Republican lawmakers seem to have heard Ness's cry for funds. Idaho's House Transportation Committee has proposed a $200 million package that would raise the gas tax by 8 cents a gallon. It would increase the diesel tax by 12 cents and boost vehicle registration fees. Fuel taxes would continue to rise by a penny each year to keep up with inflation. But what are the chances voters in this conservative state would accept higher taxes at the pump? Priscilla Salant is a public policy researcher at the University of Idaho. She says voters believe Idaho's infrastructure won't be adequate in 10 years.
Our survey results show that people really are thinking ahead and they understand the need to invest.
Back in North Idaho, trucker Cliff Irish says he would support a hike in the fuel tax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I just think they ought to make it across the board. Everybody's got to pay it. I mean, crap, there's people that make half a dozen trips to town a day.
But only about a third of people in last year's poll favored raising the gas tax. They preferred the idea of raising fees on commercial vehicles. In other words, asking people like Cliff Irish to pay to keep up roads and bridges. I'm Jessica Robinson in Boise.